How you doing?
Very well. So the grand final, what sort of experience was that like?
Oh, it was great, yeah. And we'd never done a gig like that before. And, yeah, it was just, you know, great to be a part of something so, you know, iconically Australian. And, yeah, it was an awesome experience. A little chaotic with the wet weather and the last minute, like, changes of stage. But, yeah, it was, we had a good day and got to watch the footy after and everything. So that was, yeah, a really cool experience overall.
So you're Queenslanders, all of you, aren't you? So were you AFL fans or was it all still a bit new to you? You rugby league?
Yeah, I'm rugby league more, to be honest. But, yeah, look, it was still amazing to be in a stadium with so many people. It felt like I was back in 2019. And, yeah, just the energy, you know, in the stadium was, yeah, really memorable, especially at times like this when that kind of thing is kind of few and far between.
Yeah, absolutely. And how much time from being announced that you were going to be a part of the grand final did you sort of have in terms of rehearsals and that sort of stuff? Is it a tight timeline?
It's quite tight. We had a couple of weeks to kind of get things sorted. I think we were probably one of the last acts to get asked to play. So I think, yeah, look, it was, you know, we got it all together in the end. But, yeah, it was kind of a last-minute thing.
And as a musician, do you guys sort of read much press or do you care? I mean, there were mixed reviews, not you guys specifically, but just overall. Do you read them? Do they upset you? Does it matter?
No, not really. I mean, to me, it doesn't. I mean, you can't please everyone. Mm. You know, you're never going to be able to please everyone. It's just impossible. And, you know, I feel like a lot of, you know, media outlets kind of, you know, write provocative things to get, you know, attention and you know, certain amount of readers and stuff.
No, really?
Look, We thought we'd play great, and we thought the entertainment was really good. So yeah, everyone I spoke to that thought it was great. So yeah, I guess that's all you can think about, really.
Well, that's true too. That is true. A lot of our audience might not know a lot about you guys. Just give us a brief background of the band.
So we've been together about 6 years, and we signed with IOU through Mushroom, which is Michael Gidinski's, you know, label. And, yeah, we play, like, British pop rock music with a bit of Australiana kind of folk feel in some ways. And, yeah, we've released 3 albums and, yeah, we're just, you know, lovers of music. And we write, you know, write songs from the heart and tell stories, yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned the Britpop thing there because I was reading that you have been compared in some quarters to the likes of Oasis. You toured with Liam Gallagher. What was that like? Because, you know, his reputation does precede him a little bit at times, Tommy.
Yeah. He's a lovely guy, honestly. He's really down to earth and just an affable character, you know. And we were lucky enough to tour with him through UK, particularly in Manchester, where we played a big show with him, his hometown. And, yeah, look, he's a fan of our music, and he's come to a few gigs. So to have supporters, you know, of that caliber is very flattering.
Tell me, one interesting thing I read, too, was the decision to do a cover version of a Cher song. That sort of just seemed a little bit left of centre. What was behind that?
Well, we initially did it for Triple J, like a version, and it was, you know, went really well and was really popular. And it's a beautiful song, and I think at the way we've made it our own is also really great. Like it sounds completely different to the original, and yeah, it just shows the different kind of side to our band. You know, we have a kind of acoustic, softer side, you know, as well as a kind of rock and roll sort of element. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Just to make you a bit jealous in relation to Cher, I've actually stood on the USS Missouri at the very cannon that she straddled when she did If I Could Turn Back Time. Have you ever seen that film clip? So there you go.
I have, yes.
Got an old picture of it somewhere. Anyway, so what's coming up next for you guys now?
Look, we've got some shows in Brisbane, some stripped-back acoustic shows, and, we'll probably head back to Sydney, where we're based now, just get riding, get back into the studio and just try to make the best of the time that we have at the moment, you know, to make more music.
Yeah, I guess it must be very frustrating in terms of overseas opportunities and even you know, nationally touring here in Australia at the moment with all the COVID stuff going on too.
Yeah, look, I think you just have to be patient and try to make the best out of the situation. And for us, I think that would be just, you know, continuing to write music and use the time that which we usually wouldn't have, you know, because we'd be on the road so much. Yeah. So let's just hope things kind of get back to, you know, relative normality next year and we can tour some of these, tour this album.
Yeah. Well, mate, it's great to chat to you. Thanks very much for your time this morning, and good luck for whatever comes up in this very up and down world that we live in at the moment. But Tommy, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.